None of us likes to see waste. I mean, it's senseless, isn't it? If you have something that could be productive, that could yield fruit, that could make lives better, then why would you possibly flush that down the drain? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was taken recently by a newspaper article about a man in his 90s, born in a small, inconsequential rural town. Everald Compton has lived the most extraordinary life. He helped free Nelson Mandela. He's raised millions for charities to help the poor. He became wealthy without ever seeking wealth. He was the catalyst for the building of a rail corridor to support his local farming community. By any measure, he's lived the most extraordinary life. But he's well into his 90s now. Time to slow down, right? Wrong. He still has big plans. "When I get out of bed every morning," he said, "I always think I'm in front for actually having gotten out of bed. And then I think, what am I here for?" Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15. Good people are like budding palm trees. They grow strong like the cedar trees of Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They grow strong there in the courtyards of our God. Even when they're old, they will continue producing fruit like young, healthy trees. They are there to show everyone that the Lord is good. Sadly, you see way too many people retire simply to end up quietly cruising to their grave. What a waste of talent and experience, and indeed, that's not God's plan. Because even when we're old, we should continue producing fruit like the young, healthy trees. We're here to show everyone that the Lord is good. That's what you're here for, and that's God's word, fresh for you today. Maybe you're struggling to find purpose in your life, or perhaps you have something else going on. Well, the good news is that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.